Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing The Punisher, Season 2, Episode 7, One Bad Day.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Mr. Randall.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy. How are you feeling?
I'm unwell. Medicated, but unwell.
Jeff has had a rough week. I don't know if you want to tell everybody that, but he has been sick for like a whole week. And so we apologize that we are just now getting back to the Punisher cast. We had planned on really trying to knock one out a day at the minimum, but we had extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. You went out of town and then like I was going to be like, okay, I'll just, you know, throw something together and it'll be fine. And the day you went out of town, I got sick. So, yeah, we've learned that you need to not go out of town.
Indeed. Well, we're back, though. We're back with Punisher Episode 7, which was an insane episode. Spoiler alert.
It was crazy. Oh, my God.
Let's just dive right in.
Spoiler alert. Frank tortured a man.
Yeah, that's a bad scene. But to me, the end of this episode has got me turnt.
Reeling. Yeah, turnt?
I'm turnt.
Yeah, that's probably a proper term. That's a good use of it.
Like, Frank, not only... he just did everything wrong. Like, from a
moral standpoint?
From a tactical perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he goes in there. We know, and Frank doesn't know this, in Frank's defense, but we know for a fact Billy Russo does not know that Frank Castle is the Skull in his nightmares.
Yeah.
And he appears to him and rips his shirt open. And it was just such an intense scene because it wasn't only intense for Punisher, who mentions earlier in the episode how it's not that it's easy. It's that he can do it and he can live with anything. And like him going after Billy, he's going after his brother to kill him again.
Again. God. This is twice in as many seasons that he has had to make that hard decision of like, I have to put down this guy that has been the closest person to me in my entire life, other than like maybe my wife.
Yeah. I mean, he's family. And the way they've structured this episode or this season, I almost feel like they're going for redemption with Billy Russo because he doesn't remember what he did to Frank. Like, can you be redeemed? Can you be a different person if you got a do-over? It's kind of, he gets this weird do-over. I don't know, man.
Well, he kind of gets a do-over. Like, his mental state is in a bit of a do-over, but that doesn't change the fact that what he did was, like, incredibly bad. Like, he did horrible things, including killing Homeland Security, DHS.
Absolutely.
Officer.
Absolutely.
So, like, the fact that he doesn't remember that doesn't mean shit. Like, he did it.
Well, he did it. But that's the thing. His mind is destroyed. Is he the same person is the question. Would he make those same decisions again?
Well, let's get Matthew West Fox on here.
Yeah. We need superhero ethics on this one.
We really do.
Have you watched any of this? I don't have to bring the show up, but I'm going to. The Good Place?
No, I haven't.
I've been meaning to talk to the guys over at Superhero Ethics about The Good Place because The Good Place is an amazing show, but it's all about ethics, and they really get granular talking about ethics. And one of the things they talk about is if you don't have a consistent memory or whatever, a contiguous memory of events, then you aren't you. Like, you can't be the same. You aren't the same person in a literal sense because you don't have the memories built up.
I mean, that may be true, but then the fact that he still turns to a life of crime,
sure,
kind of points to he's still a bad person.
Sure, absolutely. No, clearly he's a bad person. Clearly he's doing bad things. But you also look at like all these other vets that come back damaged. Last time he came back damaged in a very specific way, where he was willing to kill his brother's family. Like, that's rough. Is he a different kind of damage this time? having no memory of all that stuff? Is he just like, is he now the kind of damage that he's just a little more off his rocker and crazy? And he still may need to be put down, but I almost want him to be faced with that moral decision again and see if he would make the same decision.
Well, he's still making, you know, really bad decisions, like killing the old man who, you know, who hurt him when he was in the home. Like, yes, that guy hurt him, but that doesn't mean that he has the right to kill that man.
Sure. So that's a bad decision, but honestly, like, if Punisher had done it, I'd be on his side. You know what I mean? Like,
cuz it's the Punisher. So does that mean that the Punisher is the one that's allowed to make those calls?
No. Like, and clearly Punisher, like, this whole issue, like, clearly the ethics of Punisher are very dubious.
Yeah. Especially after this episode. God.
Yeah. The torture scene was rough. but my point, like, before we go on to Madani and that torture scene, my point is, There's definitely a case to be made where that man hurt that boy and hurt lots of boys and is unrepentant about it. And now you may say that murder's not the right punishment, but he deserved punishment.
Yeah, he deserves punishment.
You can say that Billy does not have the right to exact punishment, but sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I understand where he's coming from. It's not like as evil of an act as killing Frank's family.
Yeah. I can agree that it's not as evil an act as killing Frank's family.
If evil has a spectrum like that, I don't know. Yeah.
it is. There's chaotic good, and then the next one down is chaotic neutral. Come on, man.
in the good place, every action has a point value, either negative or positive, and it decides whether you get into the good place or the bad place. It's really good. It's a really good show. It gets into all kinds of ethical questions, dealing with the afterlife, but I don't know. It's so good, man. You just got to watch it. They're in season three now, and it's amazing.
Okay. But as far as this show...
Yeah, back to Punisher.
Like, on the spectrum of evil, good...
How many points would this be?
Like, this isn't as bad as killing Frank's family, but he's still, like, the memories of his childhood are untouched. The memories of, like, joining the Marines are untouched. The memories of maybe half, from what we're seeing, like, maybe half of the time that they were in the Corps, are untouched. So, right. Like, him up until that point was still a broken, going to be a bad person. From the look of it.
Possibly.
Or it could just be that he's been bombarded with all of this, you know, this is what you did in that life that you don't remember. See how bad a person you are because you did these things.
Yeah. It could be that guy who was leading him last season, or whatever his handler was.
Rollins.
Like, it could be that character, like, led him down a path where he made some bad choices that he should have fought, but he didn't think he had a choice. There could be all kinds of extenuating circumstances that led to him taking part. He said, and this thing, he didn't actually take part in it. It's possible that he, like, tried to stand up to him and refused to take part in the mission, you know, but. Because it's basically his family, but he did say that he knew it was happening.
It's a tough question to answer.
I'm excited to see where they go with Billy. Other things in this episode, before we move on to the next episode and watch that, the torture scene, you keep going back to it. It was intense.
It's super intense. It's rare for there to be, like, the kind of torture scene where, you know, the guy is, like, being put through the ringer where he's, you know, he's being slapped in the face and punched or whatever. And then, you know, there's always that, like, the strong hero guy is always like, oh, yeah, you let me out of here and we'll see what happens. And then Frank lets him out.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And we saw what happens. He's still got the shit kicked out of him.
Yep.
And then put down, or rather put into the floor, not down. Per se.
Yeah. To me, I mean, I think we started to see it from her perspective. That scene was really all about Madani.
It was how far is she willing to let all of this go? Like, how much of her moral standing is she willing to back off on in order to get this done? Because Russo hurt her really bad in that life that he doesn't remember.
Right. And it's the line at the end of the last episode, and it's at the beginning of this episode. Are you good with that?
Like, how much of this are you willing to eat?
And I think Madani is realizing she does not have the same line Frank does.
Yeah. Frank's line is, like, leagues ahead of hers. And Frank's just like, bye. Just on his way.
And see, that's the thing. I think, like, we talk about, and Superhero Ethics talks about all the time, the difference between Punisher and Kingpin and how there's not a distinct line that makes him a hero. I think the thing that they seem to be wanting to explore with Punisher is not hero versus villain. It's everyone has things they want, and the ends that Frank want are good. He wants the bad people put down, taken out of the equation. The question they seem to want to ask on Punisher is, how far are you willing to go? And how far is okay to go?
Yeah, like, how far into darkness, like, at what point do you get qualified for punishment from Frank Castle, the Punisher?
Sure.
And then, how far is he willing to go to exact that punishment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, there was that one, what was it, last episode or the episode before, where, you know, he wanted to shoot the guy who was taking pictures of children. And, you know, that may not necessarily be as bad as a serial murderer.
Right.
It really depends on your moral standing on it, or your moral standing in regard to that. Like, a lot of times it can be affected by whether or not you're a parent. You'll feel a lot more strongly against that guy if you're a parent, because you have that parental protection leaning, or that instinct, the protection instinct, and you want to protect the children from that kind of evil. And
sure,
that makes sense. And Frank wanted to kill that guy. And then she was like, you could just burn the building down if it makes you feel better.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. It's really hard. Like, and that's the point, I think, is that Frank is being judge, jury, and executioner. And
he's not Judge Judy and executioner. Sorry. That's a movie I love.
What movie is that?
Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Great movie. All of those. Edgar Wright.
The Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, the Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah.
So good. Shaun of the Dead's by far my favorite, but, you know, they're all good. Anyway.
I'm sorry to derail you.
No, it's fine. I just couldn't remember that. I remembered the line. I couldn't remember what movie it was from.
There's also a little bit of, like, how far is Curtis willing to let his friend sink? How desperate is Curtis to bring this to an end, too?
Right. Well, Curtis is a weird line in between Madani and Punisher. Like, there are three very distinct degrees to which they are all willing to go. And right now, and it's kind of like Madani is trying to hold the reins, Punisher's trying to push forward, and, like, Curtis is this strange decider who's trying to decide, like, which way to go, you know?
Yeah.
And if Frank loses the support of Curtis, he may not be able to continue to move forward, you know?
Yeah. I like to think that Curtis is, you know, Frank's moral center, or, and, you know, his anchor.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he's dragging his anchor.
Yeah, that's possible.
You know, just in pursuit of this goal to end Billy, because Billy, you know, he hurt Curtis too. So because Billy was able to, in what, last episode before, no, it was last episode, because Billy was able to just show up on Curtis and, like, get the drop on him almost immediately, like, that was terrifying. And it was terrifying for Curtis. You know, when Billy finally left, he let out that big, long sigh, that long exhale that was like, oh my God, I almost died. So Curtis and Madani both don't want to live with Billy out there, but it's sort of like they haven't quite accepted the fact that Billy has to be put down.
I think Curtis has. What does he say?
I think Curtis is still struggling with it. I think he just wants it to end one way or the other.
Sure, sure.
But he's leaning more toward, like, if we do have to kill him, I will at least drive you.
Well, one of the things he says this episode, I mean, he wanted to get out and fight, but Frank says, what are you going to do with that leg?
What if it's a run and gun? What are you going to do with that leg, huh?
You know, yeah, I'm right.
It's so good. It was so good. But Curtis earlier in the episode says, when they say, well, what are we supposed to do? He's like, I just want to go home. And I don't see any other way of it ending except for us putting Billy down.
Yeah.
Like, I think he is 100% on board with killing Billy at this point, at least. But I do think that that is something that might shift going forward into episode 8, which I think we should go watch now.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com. All the socials were mcucast. Call us at 573-CAST-MCU if you want to leave us a voicemail to talk about your feedback on a future episode. And if you want to support the cast, go to patreon.com/mcucast. We've said it in the previous episodes, but we are going to try to finish these Punisher episodes in the next couple days, and they'll end up on the Patreon even faster if we can get to them, which we should have been able to, but sickness and travel got in the way. We apologize. To those Patreon people who signed up, we will get those Punishers out ASAP. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.